I can't think of any specific launch, but I do use it for everyone. So this is our real page. I use it for every single launch. If anybody does ask a question, I answer it right in Slack and then link them to where they can come find more information. So I'm always reinforcing that this is the hub you can go to, and you're going to get an answer faster than, you know, just asking me.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Product Adoption Academy show, where experts and practitioners share inspiring UX examples as well as proven templates. Today, I'm excited to have here my colleague, Anna Casey. Anna, how's it going? How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Ramley.
Yeah, I can't believe we haven't had you on the show yet. I mean, you're pretty much running the product marketing function now at AppQuest, and that's what some people use AppQuest for. A lot of our users and customers use it for. So I'm excited to dig in.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, let's talk about, so we're going to be sharing your product marketing roadmap. I mean, I just love it. It sounds like something that just get me excited and I would pay for. So we're actually giving that away for people tuning in. But like, how did this come about? Like, what is the, you know, like what was the, I guess the what pushed you to create this? I'm guessing it's like all the information was over in different places and you're like, this is not the Anna way. I got to do
it. Yeah. So how it came to be is I do like to be organized, very type A. You know, I love a good template myself. So over the years, I've just come to craft, you know, what I like. But yeah, it serves for me as a way to keep things on track, make sure that everything is going according to plan. But it also serves as a great resource for everybody else at AppQuest so that they know where they can go to see what's going on for feature releases at any given time, so that we're all in it together and I can leverage their help in launching great features. So it's kind of dual purpose for me and the team. And it helps save me time because I don't give it as many one-off questions. Like, what are we doing for this release? Right. They can go look.
I was going to say that I know firsthand how organized you are in our marketing team. If we needed something organized, like our Asana board, or like, it's like whenever I create something on Asana or Notion, and then you create something, I'm like, mine looks like chicken scratch compared to yours. It's just super amazing. I'm just giving you kudos on that for people who don't know about this. But what I'm hearing is that it's really about, you know, getting everybody on the same page, because like product launches, when you're releasing a feature or product, there's a lot of moving pieces and you want to make sure that all the teams are on the same page. It's exactly what I'm hearing the purpose of this is.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of moving pieces, and for great launches, you know, it's really a team effort. So empowering your team members to come along with you is how you're going to be successful. Mm.
And also, I heard something you said, that do you get a lot of one-off questions? Like, what are we doing for this? And has it gotten to the point where it's like, I need to just put it all in one place so that I don't have to answer the same thing over and over again? Was that one of the motivation for creating this, is what I heard.
Yeah, that's been a motivation previously in my career for sure. So when I first started maybe launching products, that happened a lot. You get a lot of one-off questions, and that's, yes. That's how you get to this place where you want to empower people to self-serve, especially when you're a small product marketing team or a team of one. It's just more important.
That's true. I think making sure everybody's on the same page there. Anyway, let's dig in. For people who are watching this over YouTube, people can see it on the screen, but there's this Notion template that says product marketing roadmap. There's can you walk us through what are the components of this and the purpose behind them?
Yeah, let me walk through and let me know if at any point you can't see what I'm doing. So this is the kind of the first page, the landing page. You can obviously change the imagery here and the icons to make it feel more custom and change what it's called. Content here can show up as a list or a calendar. That's pretty boring because it's empty, obviously. But to use it, you would start by adding a new row. So you would say, this is my obviously awesome reporting tool or whatever it is that you're launching. You click open, Oh, and wow. What's going to happen is you're going to see a couple of different templates. So these are go-to-market templates, T1 through T4. So at AppQs, we tier our launches because we can't give the same, support to every single feature release. So T1 might be a really critical launch that's very important for us, all the way down to T4, which just might be a quality of life improvement for users. Mm. So the go-to-market templates are structured accordingly. So, you know, you can edit that to match what flows for your organization, but I'll just open one as an example. So if I was to click T1, Notion will just take a sec.
I would just want to dig into this and double click on it. I think it's important, especially go-to-market teams and product marketing teams, to have those tiers so that you don't have to fly by the seat of your pants when, oh, we're launching this. And what are we doing? Are we doing email? Are we doing that? And then when you have a tiered approach, you can be like, what tier is this launch? And you already essentially have a playbook and what people see on the screen on YouTube right now is this problem statement, objectives, and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, I think it's really important to get alignment on those tiers ahead of time, you know, so create that framework that everybody in the organization can agree to and be bought in on. And then, yeah, it makes so much more sense and saves you down the line.
Because I can imagine like one person saying, this is a tier one, and another person is saying, this is tier three. And the challenge is that it could be the whole classic hippo, which is the highest paid person on the team, is the one who sets the tier. But like, if you have scope on like, okay, tier one is like mission critical and tier two, then you'll have more objective approach to it, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. What happens if you don't have a tiering system is more often than not, everyone wants to treat everything like a T1 and it's just not possible.
It's not possible
or practical.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, so right. You have to lead with what's most important to your users. But yeah, help set those expectations up front for everybody.
Love it. Let's jump in. I think you just opened up Notion.
I opened a tier one template, and what you see is just prompts. So everything that we've deemed important to be in a go-to-market plan for a T1 release. So you have everything from what is this solving for to objectives to who is going to care the most, messaging, any kind of actual like details about the product. And then we have like a task table just some built-in very general tasks that maybe would be a starting point. So these are really just prompts to serve as like a starting place. So I go in and I fill out everything that I know so far, serve it up to product to help fill in what we don't know. And then you just keep working on it back and forth until you come to a fleshed out go-to-market plan.
I love this. Yeah.
Yeah. Within this template is another one.
Oh my goodness. Template. It's like Inception.
Yeah.
Template Inception.
So for bigger launches, I create another doc.
It feels
a little redundant. Maybe to some, but it's like a launch resource doc. And
it's very helpful.
For really big launches. There's a lot that ends up being in the go-to-market plan, and sometimes your internal stakeholders don't need that much context. So this is a distilled down version that lets people get access to what they need. So it's really succinct. It's like, what's the description? What are the use cases? And where can I go for the assets that I need to help you in this launch? Yeah.
Like
so
that.
Pre-drafted copy or other resources.
It's something we've done, you've created internally for our team before, where like you'll have the social images, like what you said, and it'll have like all the copy that you need and email, and like it really just enables, this is all about enabling the team to help make a bigger impact with the launch itself, which is awesome. And it like you said, it's not going into the details. Some people like, oh, I got like 5 minutes. I have like five fires to deal with. Just give me the high level stuff. And this, I love this. I can't wait to see this more in people's places, in product marketing teams.
And it really does help with those questions. Like, do we have any resources? Because people know where they can go to get them now. So that is the template in a nutshell. So, you know, you can change these fields, you can change their order, you could add more or less. Yeah, and I can show you kind of what it looks like when it's filled out, if that's helpful.
For sure. Yeah, let's take a look. I think for people who are tuning via audio, you're also planning ahead like Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4, and you're already like kind of mapping your road mapping, which is exactly what this is, the launches that you have coming up. And as you get more information, you build it out so that you, if your manager, or even for your own sanity, for my own sanity, if I was working and managing this, I'd be like, I know what's coming up versus, you know, just like, okay, I need to go there and there. So I really love this.
Yeah, I'm currently trying to build the one for Q1 2024. So yeah, definitely working ahead helps. And then you can rearrange this stock. So if you sort by the group and Q1 has passed and now you're moving on to Q2, you can just, you know, change the positioning.
Yeah.
Or if things move, because we know things move, you can update and it will sort on its own. So
this is nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's check out a filled out one.
Sure.
Yeah.
So this is our version. And it's a little bit more filled out. You can see that there's dates in here. People are coming to look at the doc. And so it helps me stay on track at a glance. And these items here are kind of like milestones. So have we set the messaging? Have we finalized the plan? I link back to that asset, right? The launch assets that are for internal people. So it's right here on the homepage. They don't have to go digging in multiple Notions deep. Have we shared it in release notes? Like, very good, just quick check of where things are at. And if I was to open up one, you would see that I really do use it. So these are great resources. And product helps, and we craft this together. It's so good.
So good. I love this. I think people are going to find this so valuable, especially like we actually use this for our own launches. Maybe can you talk about a high level? I mean, you already have it here. You already showed like, you know, how we're using it. Is there any specific other launch that you can think where this actually helped, or, you know, people were bothering you, or it was really a tier one and like you wanted to make sure everything was in one place to help enable the team? That you can think of, that you can share to the folks?
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of any specific launch, but I do use it for everyone. So this is our real page. I use it for every single launch. If anybody does ask a question, I answer it right in Slack and then link them to where they can come find more information. So I'm always reinforcing that this is the hub you can go to and you're going to get an answer faster than, you know, just asking me. But yeah, if people wanted to get started using this template, the first thing, like we talked about, I would say get alignment on the tiers within your organizations and then use that to kind of craft these templates. So if you go open a blank one, you might be wondering, how can I edit the templates? If you just click the three dots next to them, this will let you edit the template itself. So you can go change these things and decide this is what we want included in our go-to-market plan for a T1. And you can make those edits so that it's there every time for you for future.
This is so good. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate you sharing this. Anna, any final tips to people who are tuning in on how to make sure that their product launches are successful? Or that's very broad, but like maybe the best tip advice you've gotten from a mentor or like something you've read online from courses that you found like, hey, you know, if I can leave a parting advice to anybody who's thinking about launching a future and they want to do it successfully or a product, here's Anna's advice.
I think start planning early is probably the most practical advice that I could give. So I think I've mentioned before, but maybe like a little bit more junior, I would be hesitant to share like some of these go-to-market plans if I didn't feel they were buttoned up. But that's how you identify holes, right? And that's how you identify gaps and misunderstandings. And so now, you know, collaborate as early and as often as possible and ask those questions up front so you can be more successful down the line.
I like it. Well, Anna, thank you so much for your time. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Ramley.